debuted mobile lounge.
4ETW, is that Chuck out there? This is KG4ZGS. Chris here, I heard you called a couple minutes ago.
Go ahead, Chris. Kara 4ETW.
Chuck, yeah, I'm just mobile right now. I'm on New Cut Road, kind of near Inman, and I'm heading toward Spartanburg to go to the baseball game tonight. It's Wofford College against the University of South Carolina at the Spartanburgers Stadium there. So we're going to go check that out. And I installed a new antenna mount for my GMRS radio, and I was testing that out when I heard you call in. So I wanted to get back to you there.
That radio doing pretty good.
Oh yeah, it operates about like a 440 machine. I can hit repeaters in Asheville and Pickens, and I can hit Cherry Mountain near Forest City there. So like from my driveway in Campabella, so that's pretty cool. So I'm liking it. I did not like the antenna mount that I bought with the radio. I got a Wotion radio and same brand antenna mount, but it wasn't adjustable, and the antenna kind of cocked off to the side of my car, so I went ahead and got the same Anina adjustable NMO mount that I have for my ham radio that I'm on right now. I got the same mount, but I just put it on the other side of my trunk, and it's adjustable for the angle and all that stuff, so I'm liking it a lot better now.
I'm looking into it, but I've just got a lot of irons in the fire before I get there.
Right on. Yeah, I'm also studying for my general license, and I'm looking at a Yaesu HF radio. I think it's maybe FT891, but I'm not sure on that model number, so don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to start looking at the general, too. It's, I don't lay it off of it too long. I need to go ahead and get it done.
I've started looking into it. I reviewed all of my tech license stuff from years back, so I'm pretty fresh on that material, and I've been watching lots of YouTube videos. And as soon as I got to the general material, I was like, all right, I got to go back to YouTube and watch some more videos.
Ham study test, it gives you pre-test and stuff, and that really helped me when I done my tech.
Yeah, I got my tech license so long ago that I can't even remember what I used. Probably some ARRL material of some sort or other. But currently I've been studying on handbook.org, and I can read their material for free online. I'll probably get the general book from ARRL, about $30 or so. But that's okay. I'll spend the money on it. Learn the material really well, and I'll watch some YouTube and kind of up my game in the radio. But yeah, I'm excited about this GMRS radio too, dude. It's a pretty sweet little rig.
I got the license. I just hadn't hooked anything up yet. I got HT that I can get GMRS on, but I just hadn't done anything with it.
Baofeng tri-band radios that can hit the GMRS channels or the frequencies, but I was informed that I needed to go back and read Rule 95, and then I jumped down the GMRS rabbit hole and realized that transmitting on those wasn't quite legal, so went ahead and bought a GMRS certified radio and installed it as a mobile unit in my car. I've got it side by side with my ham radio, so it's a pretty sweet little setup. I got a Wotion KGXS20G Plus, and it puts out 20 watts.
I got a brother in Alabama. He's got a 2-meter and a GMRS radio. He got that Midland 575, I think it is, 50 watts. He said it does good.
Yeah, 50-watt radio would be pretty sweet. I don't quite have enough room in my budget or in my car for a radio that big. I've seen some of those Midlands, and I've seen some of the Wotion, whatever you say that word. Everybody got a way of saying it. Nobody says it right.
Get communicated, you all right?
I was talking to Dwayne earlier, and he said the same thing. So it's kind of interesting. I'll say that the GMRS operators, a lot of them are hands, so just a kind of a crossover. But like the folks that do just GMRS, I would say that they're maybe a little more technical than your average CB radio guy. But they're not as technical as the hams, so it's an interesting like blend of capability types.
I've been looking at it. I still do 11 meter CB off and on, but you can tell the total difference in the professionalism on 2 meter and all versus just regular CB.
Exactly. So anyway. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like ham and CB had a baby, and it's called GMRS. I don't know. That's how I look at it. It's kind of, it's got in some ways more capabilities than CB, and in some ways less. It's not as good for DX, but you can put out 50 watts. You can also hit repeaters on GMRS, but the big difference between GMRS and ham is that you cannot link repeaters together. So when you hit a GMRS radio, when you hit a GMRS repeater, rather, you can only hit the one repeater. They can't do like repeater linkups because it's supposed to be more so for mobile use.
Radio amp. It's 10 meters. I got it working all, I think. I just need to find a new microphone with an RCA type plug so I can get the schematics and wire it to that so I can operate on it. But according to the mechanic on it, he's got it working now. So I'll be trying that and fix me up a 10 meter antenna.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at getting my general license, and that Yaesu is an HF radio. It goes like throughout the whole HF spectrum, or at least most of it. It goes at least 10 meters to 80 meters. I don't know if it goes lower than that, but it hits a lot of it. And I'm looking at a diamond antenna, which is like the one I'm looking at will tune automatically. So it won't be, it'll be a mobile antenna. It won't be like a big dive hole out in my yard or anything crazy.
But it's been a long time coming for me. I've been in the radios for, close to 50 years. Since the 70s, I put it that way. And I've been on the business type band, law enforcement band, stuff like that. But I am just somewhere I thought I needed to go. Now I can get out here and talk a little different, find new people.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Chuck, I'm mobile and I'm heading up and down hills, so it's kind of down in the hole there for a second. I've got my son in the back seat. He's protesting a little bit, so hopefully not too much of that's coming through. But ham radio is fun, and I'd like to get a nice CB radio, too. I'm looking at a few. I don't know where I'll put it or where I'll mount the antenna, but I'd like to kind of outfit my car with a bunch of different stuff. So, anyway, so it's all about money and time.
And I don't have much of none of it. Anyway, I fixed to pick up my ride. I headed to Lions Club. But I'll holler back at you. Be careful going to the ball game. Hope you enjoy it. We'll talk to you the next time around. I'm going to clear out. We'll mine, and after you go final, it'll be KR4 at ETW. That'll be clear.
Nice to talk to you, Chuck. Have a good night, sir. KR4 ETW from KG4 ZGS, and I'll be clear as well.